What a privilege to greet you on this brand new day from God's footstool here in Kilner Park in Pretoria and say to you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, a warm-hearted good morning. Abosheni, molweni, dumelang, goeiemôre. Lekker om saam met jou te kan kuier. God se genade vars en nuut met elke nuwe dag. En daarom so groot voorreg om saam met jou die nuwe dag te kan ingaan, waar jy ook al is. Dankie vir jou gebede vir hierdie radiostasie. I do thank you for your prayers. So many brothers and sisters in the Lord praying for us at a radio pulpit, ultimately to stay true to God's word, the undiluted gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God's moral compass, God's word filling us, leading us, guiding us on a daily basis. We are a fully fledged Christian radio station, unashamedly so, not ashamed to say Jesus is God, not ashamed to preach the gospel of good news unto the ends of the earth. God is the God of the second chance. God is a God that laid down his life for his followers. You can go and test that against the truths of God's word. John 17:17 says the word is infallible. The word is God's word. The word is able to sanctify us. Almost tot heiligmaking today. It's not about this world. I've got a stone in my kitchen. I walk past it on a daily basis that says what you do now will reflect in all eternity. Wat jy vandag doen sal in ewigheid reflekteer. So groot klip wat daar my kombuis daar op 'n tafel lê en op het is dit geverf. What you do now will reflect in all eternity. When I ask you a simple question this morning, seeing that it is Thursday, many people say, well, one more day to go, then at least it is Friday once again. Living Friday to Friday, paycheck to paycheck, barely surviving. Party ons word wakker, party ons skrik wakker. Wat die een is jy? I want to talk to you about the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. You heard me right. The joy of the Lord. Think on that. Wanneer laas het jy die vreugde van die Here ervaar? A overwhelming joy of the Lord, a gladness of the heart. When last have you experienced that in your life? Have you experienced that in your life? Het jy 'n idee wat ek van praat as ek praat van the joy of the Lord? Dis hier waar ek hou van die Engels se uitdrukking, the joy of the Lord. Dis is so 'n pragtige manier om dit uit te druk. Dis so alsomvattend. The joy of the Lord. 082-657-2729. Have you experienced in your lifetime the joy of the Lord? I will never forget it. I was raised in the Macquarieland, and my mother raised me to be a man, man up, and nothing wrong with that. Maar as 'n klein seentjie as dinge skeef geloop het en die trane rol, dat sy gesê, "Vee af jou trane, man, jy is mos 'n man. 'N man moet sterk wees, hè?" En daardie aand, 23 Julie 1989, toe ek in Tamboerskloof in my woonstel staan en oor die stad uitkyk en na die hemele uitroep en sê, "Here Jesus, hier is ek ook. As daar hoop is vir 'n sondaar soos ek, hier is ek ook." I will never forget, it was like last night, that my spirit man just broke down and I started crying. And I stood there, tears flowing, just washing my spirit. And the next thing, I could clearly hear this voice in my spirit man, my mother, that says, "Come now, be a man, stop crying." And I said, at that moment, I said, "Lord, forgive me for crying," and God's spirit just ministered to my heart. This is not tears of sadness, but tears of joy. Trane van vreugde. Have you ever shed tears of joy in your life? Yes or no? 082-657-2729. What does this sentence mean to you? The joy of the Lord is my strength. What does it mean to you? When I say it to you this morning, a lot of people will probably say, what's there to be joyful of? Why? Well, for one thing, you don't have to wear masks as from today on. Jy hoef nie meer gemaskerd deur die lewe te gaan nie. Wie het gesê, al die lipstifie maatskappye gaan nou smile van oor tot oor, want nou gaan hulle weer lipstifie verkoop, laat die honde huil. Huh? At least, there's a reason for certain people to smile and be joyous in the Lord this morning. What does it mean to you? Have you experienced that? Linkie Higman, ek sien vir jou. Ek sien vir jou, sê sy môre Wynand. Elke dag ervaar ek the joy of the Lord. Want dis elke oggend my keuse om gelukkig te wees. Dis elke oggend my keuse om gelukkig te wees. Count my have-nots en daarvoor is ek Vader ewig dankbaar. Linkie Higman, I see that. Thank you so much. Bless your heart for that. Paul Pierce, my brother. Why are you up so early in the morning? Hy het my gisteroggend hier net na 4 toe stuur vir my 'n boodskap. Hy sê, well, I feel the joy daily in my life, though I face immense battles. I think, Paul, listening to you and talking about your battles, I think you've been robbed recently. They've cleared you out, 80% of your stuff, and still, the joy of the Lord, your strength. You see, sometimes I just laugh when I lift my face to the Lord Jesus Christ, just like Job. Just like Job. Paul Pierce, thank you, my brother. Your inspiration. I think Johan Els, Johan Stols. Kijk dan vir my, Johan Els. Johan Stols. As jy gewonder het, waar is Johan Els vanoggend? Hy is nog in Frankryk. Hy is nog besig daar by die Mediterrane See en hy sal volgende week, so die Here wil, sal hy weer terug wees op sy plek. And there's joy in my heart. The joy of the Lord is my strength when I have the opportunity to stand in for my brother so that you and I can fellowship this morning. And talking about the joy of the Lord. Annemarie Lawrence, wat sê, is it Lawrence? Lawrence? Ja, absoluut, dit gebeur baie. Halleluja. Sy sê, ek ken the joy of the Lord. Do you know the joy of the Lord? Jacqueline. Ek het vanoggend 5 uur met 'n koortjie van 'n lied wakker geword. You give me joy deep down in my soul. Sy sê ons nog 'n liedjie, nee, the joy of the Lord is my strength. In darkness I dance and in the shadows I sing. Jacqueline, baie dankie ook vir jou. Talking about the joy of the Lord. Is it possible, Lynette, more of it? Yeah, not always. Not always, but mostly the joy of the Lord is my strength. Susan Prinsloo, wat sê, yeah. I know, ek weet waarvan jy praat. The joy of the Lord, the gladness of the heart that comes from, what? Knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. You can only understand what I'm talking about if you're abiding in Christ, if you are filled with the Holy Spirit. These brothers and sisters that I've just shared about on Radio Pulpit, on my WhatsApp page here this morning, abiding in Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit. When our Lord was born, the angels announced, the very angels, the hosts of heaven, good tidings and great joy. Daar in die derde evangelie, Gospel Luke 2 and verse 10. And the angels said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Hoe sê 'n man nou dag vir my, sê vir my, waar is hierdie God van jou? Where is this God that you're talking about? Why doesn't he show himself? And I said to him, but he did. He did. And we, you know what? We killed him. We lost our joy. We killed him. We want to live so-called freely in this world. And we did. We killed him. But you and I can testify that all who find Jesus know with the shepherds that he brings joy, and the joy that he brings, even before his birth, Jesus brought joy. in that Mary song, Luke 1 and verse 47, Mary says, "My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Is jou gees ook opgewonde? Aangepor en aangevuur deur die Heilige Gees vanoggend, as ons so corporately saam sit en jy luister by die radio en ek en jy praat saam en jy hoor van broers en susters die Paul Pierce en almal wat sê, "Hey, ek weet waarvan jy praat. I know what you're talking about." John's response to hearing Mary's voice in his mother's womb as he leapt for joy. John the Baptist. Did you know that a fetus? Ja, hier is nou vir jou 'n punt, hè? A fetus in sy ma se baarmoeder leapt with joy. Don't tell me it's a blob of flesh. Don't tell me. Yeah, let's not go there. Let's not lose our joy. From the moment of birth, van die oomblik wat daai twee selletjies join, it's a human being. A human being. John the Baptist leaping in his mother's womb, leapt for joy. Gaan kyk, don't take my word for it. It's Luke 1:44. For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Babas kan dit doen. Wat 'n wonderlike voorreg dat God vroue so geskape het, dat hulle dit so kan ervaar. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord. I'm talking about the personification of joy. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ himself exemplified joy in his ministry. His enemies accused him of being too joyful on occasion. Did you know that? Luke 7:34, the Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, "Look at him, he's a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my King. Jesus described himself as a bridegroom enjoying a wedding feast. Ek en jy weet wat hy van praat, nee? Is een van die wonderlikste voorregte wat 'n mens hier op aarde kan hê om 'n huweliksfees by te woon. Jesus himself rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. He spoke of my joy. John 15:11. These things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you. Lift up your hands right there now. Not if you're driving, eh? Not if you're driving. Here ons bid dat u die vreugde, the gladness of the heart, the joy of the Lord may fill us and touch us this morning. Restore us. Your word says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you." Messiah Yeshua, fill us right now with your unspeakable joy, not because of circumstances, the world around us, but irrespective of my circumstances. Your word says that your joy may be full. He promised his disciples a lifetime supply of it. A lifetime. Did you know that? He says in John 16, hey, maybe you should jot these things down and just go check them up afterwards. I tell you what, I'll podcast the Daybreak after 9 o'clock this morning. He says to his disciples, "Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Huh? That your joy may be full. What a privilege. What does it do for your spirit, man, to listen to something like this as you and I and so many brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ sit at his feet this morning, look up with expectant hearts and eyes and say, "Here I am, my King. Here I am, Lord, in the early hours of this morning, expectant." Looking at the word of God, reading the life-giving bread of God, eating breakfast out of God's hands, filling us with unspeakable joy. Joy is reflected in the parables. There are many stories. Rejoicing in the presence of angels. A joyful woman, a joyful father. You'll find it in the New Testament? What about the Old Testament? Nehemiah told the repentant Israelites that the joy of the Lord would be their strength. Ah, now you know where I get the scripture from. Nehemiah 8 and verse 10, that's where you last read it, huh? He said to them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet wine and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready. For this day is holy to our Lord. And then Nehemiah says, and do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy, you see, Nehemiah 8 verse 10, that's where you read it the last time. Ah, maybe you should memorize it, Nehemiah 8 and verse 10. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The early church that was categorized by gladness and joy of the Lord. If you look at Acts 2:46, they knew what I was talking about. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their first food with gladness and with generous hearts. The joy in the Holy Spirit, a distinguishing mark of the kingdom of God. Those who are part of the kingdom share in the kingdom's delight. You know what I'm talking about? Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. I so wish you drink this in, that you be encouraged, that you say, here I am, Lord. For those who are part of the kingdom of God will share in the kingdom's delight. Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. You know that joy is part of the fruit of the Spirit? Did you know that? Huh? When last have you read about that? Oh, you know about the fruit of the Spirit. It speaks about love. You know what comes after love? You guessed it. Joy. Joy. Iemand het een keer gesê, die vrug van die gees, liefde, nee, en eindig met selfbeheersing. En as jy twee in plek het, dan sal die ander automatisch in plek val. Peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, hè? But the fruit of the Spirit speaks about joy. That means if you're a child of God this morning, if you're listening to this radio broadcast, hoe het ons een luisteraar gesê? I choose joy in the morning. I choose joy. I choose God's word. I choose to believe and stand on the word of God. In fact, it's our Christian duty to rejoice in the Lord. Philippians 3 and verse 1. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. Can I add in there? Finally, my brothers, my sisters, everyone willing to listen this morning. Amal stama nader. It's lekker om te luister na die woord van die Here. To write the same thing to you is no trouble to me and it's safe for you. But finally, my brothers and my sisters, rejoice in the Lord. Philippians 3 and verse 1. Philippians 4 and verse, man, Philippians, what a book. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Can I ask you, there we are right now? Say with me, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say, rejoice. I'm saying this to you because in Christ the believer is filled with a glorious joy. I'm saying this to you because in Christ, the believer is filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. It's 1 Peter 1 and verse 8, though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with a joy that's inexpressible and filled with glory. It's a supernatural origin, the joy of the Lord. It's supernatural. It's a gladness of the heart. You can choose it this morning. Even through the trials of life, even through the high petrol prices and the expensive food around us, and man, die wereld is dier en mal geword. We can still experience the joy of the Lord. Because our God is an infinitely good God. We know as children of God, no one can snatch you away from Him. No one. Miskien voel jy 'n bietjie eenkant toe, want jou sonde het jou deur die modder gesleep. God's word says in the early hours of this morning, God's mercies are fresh and new with each new daybreak. God se genade vars en nuut met elke nuwe dagbreek. Wat 'n gelowige wil dit nie aangryp en aan die bors koester en sê dankie Here, dankie. Gister is verby, Here, ek het my sondes bely, ek het my skoon gewas so ver soos die ooste van die weste. And this morning, I'm going to do it all over again and I'm going to do it with a joy of the Lord. I want to say this to you, we as children of God, we are heirs to an inheritance that can never perish, that can never spoil, that can never fade. No one can steal it from us. The joy of the Lord is my portion. As we see the author and the finisher of our faith, let the enemy rage ever so much. I've read the last page, my brother, my sister, we win. We win. In the end, we win, and we know who wins in the end. Hebrews 12 and verse 2, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, for who the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Dis waar ons op pad is, unless of course you're not sure this morning. As jy nie seker is vanoggend nie. Ek bid dat die Here jou geloof sal gee. Because faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Ek bid dat die Here jou a portion van geloof sal gee vanoggend. Even in adverse circumstances. Instead of hindering our faith. That it can enhance your joy. Hey, jy weet van Paulus en Silas, nee, in die middel van die nacht. Sit die ouens in die tronk. Sitting with their feet in the stocks in the Philippian jail cell. Their legal rights been violated. They've been arrested without cause. Beaten, man. Hulle reus oopgeslaan. Without a trial. En dan, 12 uur in die nacht, in die middel van die nacht. Die ouens kan nie slaap nie, hulle reus oopgeskeer. You know what they did? They sang. They sang loudly the praises of the Lord they were serving. When last have you sang the praises of the Lord God Almighty? In the middle of the night, man. In the middle of the night. It's miracles that happen when you sing in the middle of the night. In spite of the trials that you go through. Miracles. Breakthroughs. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Inexplicable, inexpressible joy. That comes to those who turn their hearts to God, the believer in Christ. I pray that the joy of the Lord will come naturally to you this morning, as grapes come on a vine, as we abide in Christ, the true vine, as we are the branches and full of His strength and vitality, and the fruit that we produce. Ek dink die challenge vandag gaan wees, dat jy hierdie dag sal ingaan, en dat iemand na jou toe sal kom en sê, hey, wat maak jou so anderste? Why are you so different than the rest of the crowd? That you can say it is the joy of the Lord. Gaan dit nie ons challenge wees vir hierdie dag, ons uitdaging vir hierdie dag? Dat ons kan sê, dit wat in my is, Christus in my, that's where I get my strength from. That's my joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for scripture upon scripture that reminds us about the joy of the Lord. Luke 2:10, Luke 1:47. Father, joy upon joy. Nehemiah 8 and verse 10. Speak about unspeakable joy. The joy that's part of the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22. Joy. Joy and peace. Gladness of the heart. Father, I pray it into every household listening this morning. I pray it into every human heart listening this morning. Lord, we are joyous and joyful. You have conquered death. You are in control. You are on your way back to this world. As we stand with expectant faces, eyes turned towards heaven, Here, help us om die resie staart te vandag met joy in ons harte. Nie net wanneer het goed gaan nie, maar ook in die swaar kry. A Paulus en a Silas in die middel van die nacht, in bittere, bitter omstandighede, Here. That is, can say, in spite of this, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I pray that the joy, Lord, a portion of joy into every heart that says, Amen, my King. Amen, this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. And all of God's children say, Amen and Amen.